Bab was just talking about the plans with the ball and the lengths you're looking for. We kind of said crossing him into the pitch was the way to go. That's been a consistent theme, it looks like, this summer, that you're looking to maybe avoid going too full with the ball, particularly early on. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, I mean, it's maybe not early on. I mean, early on, you're trying to get as much out of the wicket as you can. And if there's any swing there, you're trying to extract. But obviously, you don't want to go too full to these guys because they're going to whack it every day of the week. But yes, we're finding that length and on that wicket out there, I think cross seam and three quarter seams works quite well a lot of the time. So that's where we're sticking to and trying to take moving forward.
So the naked eye, I mean, Babos looked like the one he got, looked like it moved. The one Gareth got looked like it moved as well. Are they getting a little bit more out of the ball with the new ball than us at the minute?
No, I think we beat the bat fair enough a few times as well. I think there's a bit of nip there. But yeah, I think it just depends if you hit the seam. I think maybe they hit the seam the odd time, maybe a little bit more than we did, but I think it's fairly even. I think the plans would be fairly similar as well. Obviously, they've got Lockie Ferguson who can bowl 100 mile an hour, but I mean, the plans would be all pretty much the same.
Okay, landmarks keep coming, 100 caps. Today was your 150th wicket.
Well done. That's nice. I mean, hopefully the landmarks keep coming, but it's not something I keep a massive eye on. I mean, I wasn't actually aware when I was my 100th cap in Dublin when I was saying to Kevin earlier. No, I wasn't. I knew it was there and thereabouts, and then when I got presented with it, the emotions sort of took over, you know, and there was tears there, and I'm very proud to have got this far, you know, and hopefully there's more left in the bank as well.
After such a big gap in the middle of your career too.
I know, it's a bit of a hiatus there, it's like a little break, but I mean, it is what it is. You can never take for granted playing far, and you know, it is what it is. It's high level sport, you know, and this is just the way it goes. Sometimes you can get form can come and go, and just got to enjoy the moments when you're playing well and really try and take them going forward and not get too down when things go bad.
And that's 32 wickets this year already, you know, and so you're obviously in feeling good form. It's coming out well.
I am. I'm feeling good form. I'm not going to lie. The first of it, I was gut wrenching. You know, I never felt that before. You know, I didn't really know what to do with myself afterwards. But I think it's important that you sort of try and get over those things. You know, and not try and forget them, but try and really sort of take all you can from it, as much as you don't want to. Try and take whatever you can from it and move forward with it. You know, as Purdy always said, the cricket does repeat itself a lot. So if you ever come up in that situation again, you know, I'm well prepared for it, but you just got to get stuck in.
How do we bounce back after those two defeats?
I think we're always good at bouncing back. You know, we never get too down. You know, we know, fair enough, it didn't go our way there today, but I know that's the way we've spoke about the way we're going to play our cricket now, that you're going to have days like that, and there's going to be days that you get out and you play against India and you have those sort of days, you know. I think that's the way we want to play going forward. So, I mean, as long as there's not too many of them, those sort of days around, I think we can live with that. Hopefully come again on Friday now and really sort of get everything to click and see how we go.
Confidence hasn't been dented then in the camp.
You can't let it get dented. You know, it's such a hard game, and you're playing against such a good team as well, and there's no backward step in New Zealand. The batters are bored, and you just got to sort of stand toe-to-toe with them and see how you go.
That's brilliant. Thanks for the link.
All right, no problem.